Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi there, New Abnormal producer Jesse Cannon here. What you're about to hear is a teaser for our bonus episodes we're doing for subscribers to Beast Inside, the Daily Beast membership program. This is a very special broadcast where we do live Zoom calls and we answer your questions. So if you'd like to ask questions or listen in on full episodes of this, whether it's watching them live on Zoom or listening to the bonus episodes we release of them later, head to newabnormal.thedailybeast.com. That's newabnormal.thedailybeast.com. I'm going to start with a really fun question that we got submitted beforehand that I think everybody will have something fun to weigh in on. It says, how do you see the end game playing out with GSA Administrator Emily Murphy? Will she sign the transition authorization letter soon? And that is from Allison Torres. And whoever has feelings can start.
I have many feelings. I think what she's going to end up doing is you know, humiliating herself. She's going to drag this out as long as she can. She's terrified that Johnny McEntee, the child who runs the Trump personnel office, will descend on her and fire her and blow up her career. She should be more afraid, I think, of the approbation of the American people. But that's just me.
Can she ever? I have a question. So there's like a lot of talk about, can Democrats subpoena her? Can Democrats arrest her? Can Democrats, you know, drag her through the streets? What can Democrats do? Jackie, do you have thoughts, Swin?
So one of the things I know they are doing is they've asked that she come brief Democrats in the House about what the heck is going on. It's not, so my understanding is it's not a public hearing yet. It's not something you'll be able to turn on C-SPAN and watch. But they are finally like, okay, fine, we've been patient. What is your process here? What are you doing? Why are you holding this up? So I imagine once that happens, when she tells Congress what's happening, we'll know more. But at this point, the calculus, you know, the Biden campaign could sue. It doesn't seem like they're going that direction. They've been kind of like, we're just going to remain calm, try to do this, have it funded. Because right now all these funds are locked up, of course. They're having it funded through donors, meaning it's less than transparent right now as a result of that. Until then, it's sort of in a holding pattern. Because what if they lose a lawsuit, you know? Trump would use it to his advantage.
I asked Eric Swalwell, and he said that it was just that the court too slow.
We're not dealing with a whole lot of time here, so yeah, it would burn time, but to what end, right, at this point?
And also, Molly, you asked, like, there were people talking about, like, oh, could Democrats do any extreme measures, like drag her out of there or arrest her? I'm not sure if anybody of any prominence is actually saying something like that. It would be like a House of Cards style fantasy for libs if, like, Nancy Pelosi were to come in there and slap on the cuffs. So no, that is not going to happen. And as Jackie was pointing out, there's not that much political recourse they have at this particular moment when you have a president and therefore an administration just 110% devoted to propping up, at least as best they can from a public relations standpoint, this fictitious alternate reality that Trump won when he very clearly got rinsed in the 2020 election by Joe Biden. So the original question was, okay, is she going to actually let the transition get underway at some point? And by she, we mean obviously the administration. This is a much bigger problem than just one woman in one position.
Yeah, it's not just as one woman.
Right.
Right.
She's holding back all the cards.
The answer is, of course, yes, if by soon you mean sometime between now and January 20th, which isn't that far away. But we've seen various experts coming out, some of them publicly, going on the record to say, look, the fact that you keep doing this is halting progress between coordinating between, for instance, coronavirus task force officials. and the incoming Biden administration, and we are not being hyperbolic about this, these people are actually saying that this could cost lives, a significant number of families destroyed and bodies piled up on the ground. And the president of the United States and everyone who is in a position of power on down from him right now do not care about that. They are not moved by that argument, or they're pretending it doesn't exist. So we are at the standstill that we are, and if morgues overflowing isn't going to convince them to move quickly today, then what will?
But if Emily Murphy did decide, oh, I'm just going to sign off, they would actually be able to get the funds. So it actually is one person right now that's controlling a lot of the levers.
Yeah, I think
she's not acting. Go ahead, sorry, Rick.
Right, no, she's not acting in the room.
Right. I think that's a real question for Jackie and Swin. I mean, are the people in the White House cackling and rubbing their hands together saying, ha, we're holding it up. We're using this woman, Emily, to hold it up. Or are they just sort of, you know, is it just more of the usual sort of fear and intimidation that anybody in the administration feels of crossing him?
Well, most of it is the standard operating procedure of we are a direct expression of the sheltering of Donald Trump's fragility, especially when it comes to his ego and his presidential ego. So it's a direct expression of that. When it's not actively a concern of reprisal, it's oftentimes an expression of, if not loyalty, whatever that means in the Trump era, but also we are an extension of Donald Trump's ego. And this isn't just something where people go on TV as a PR apparatus to say nice things about the leader, trying to make him feel good about himself. This is something where vast resources of the campaign, the Trump legal world, and the administration, not just the White House, are being marshaled to protect that very prominent conservative principle right now, which is, of course, the protection of Donald Trump's feelings. We had a story that came out last week, I believe, about how the White House Personnel Office, which helps staff
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.